Here at CBS FM, it's Dan Taylor along with you. When you think of Brooklyn, you think of people like Neil Diamond, Neil Sedaka, Cyndi Lauper, Carol King, and this terrific guy who just wrapped up three big shows at Radio City last night. And they were rescheduled from February. We are so glad to hear his voice right here on the phone. Barry Manilow is with us. Hi, Barry.
And Dan, and thank you for mentioning that. I'm doing just great.
Yes, and I got to ask you, like that song said, you know, you've been up, you've been down, trying to get the feeling again. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing fine. Yeah. You know, it was a nasty hip surgery. You know, a lot of people think it was hip replacement. I wish it were. Mm. This was way crazier than that. But it was four really terrible months, and I'm back. So I'm really happy that the people in New York waited for me, because I would have done anything to do that those shows on Valentine's Day.
Sure.
Really, on Valentine's Day in New York. The Jewish guilt was killing me that I had to postpone this, but there was just no way. But no, we've had a great three nights.
You know, I saw the interview in Rolling Stone, and I guess it wasn't a hip replacement like a lot of people thought. It was something else.
Yeah, somehow I had the muscles had snapped away from my hip, both sides, and they had to roll them back like you would a window shade and nail them back to the hip bone.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound gruesome?
The hip bone's connected to the shin bone.
My muscles, yeah. And so, you know, that kind of recovery takes much longer, and it was a big surprise that they had found that. And anyway, you know, it's all back, and I'm jumping around on the stage. I blame it all on Copacabana anyway, but
right.
Now I'm jumping around again.
Well, listen, you got this album that came out last year, debuted in the top 10, 15 minutes, and it was a surprise for me because I know you from your work in playing a piano, but this is a little bit of a different deal here. You got more into guitar stuff, right?
I do. Well, you know, this was an album that it's a little story about somebody who wants fame, gets it, blows it, and starts again. And
yeah.
Then, you know, this week we released a live album and DVD that we did at the O2 in London for about 20,000 people. But the thrill for me was that I was accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Fantastic.
And oh boy, you should stand there and try to sing Weekend in New England accompanied by 75 musicians. It was one of the top three experiences of my life. And this album, really, I don't mean to brag, but it's got to be one of the best live albums and DVDs I've ever seen. It's huge. It sounds so huge.
Yeah.
These arrangements, orchestrations, and the crowd. It's just a magnificent sounding record.
Do you have any songs you haven't done in a while that you pull out from the back of the rack and say, oh, you know, this one would be great to put in there? You know, there's one that I don't think you've done it in a while, and I would love to hear it again. Personally, as a broadcaster, is your VSM, the Very Strange Medley, is to me 6 minutes and 3 seconds of pure nirvana. I love when you go through all of those great jingles you wrote in the past.
Oh, Dan, you must be so old.
I love that. I mean,
well, the audiences used to just go crazy for this. You know, I did that in desperation because when I put that one in, I didn't have Mandy. This was before Mandy, and I thought, well, if I don't give them something familiar, they're just going to leave. They're going to run up the aisle for orange juice. So what do I have? And I thought, well, you know, I had done all these jingles, and I put them all together in a medley, and I did them one night. And, oh, the place went crazy.
Sure.
You would have think I sang the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It was the McDonald's jingle. So, you know, that's what you're talking about. And we put that on a live album, and it became very famous. But these days, whenever I try doing it, there's dead silence in the audience because nobody remembers those.
Yeah,
things.
I know.
There's only two that they still play. They play the State Farm Insurance one that I wrote. That State Farm is there. And they play I'm Stuck on a Band-Aid. So those are the two that they still play.
Hey, I want to ask you something. I know you did a tribute in your concerts here at Radio City. We reflected here at CBS FM a lot about it, but the passing of Dick Clark. You know, that great theme from American Bandstand. You know, the original is great by Les, and I met Larry Elgart, knew him. He was a great, great man. You penned the lyrics for the version of that, and, you know, was it easy to write? I mean, you know this song. It's been around for so long. I mean, how did that all come together for
you? Well, it wasn't easy, but it was sure fun.
Yeah.
I did it with my collaborator, Bruce Sussman, who wrote Copacabana and loads of more with me. And that little melody came popping into my head, that the old Bandstand theme.
Love it.
And, yeah, so we put lyrics, because there had never been a lyric put to that one. So we did that, and I did a great record on it, and I did all the voices. It was great fun. And Dick heard it and started to use that version on his show for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was a big thrill.
Tell me a little bit about your reflections of Dick Clark.
A real gentleman. And just a real gentleman, and very, very supportive to me and to my music. I knew it as soon as I hit, I did Mandy. That was my first network appearance ever. And we connected. And, you know, maybe he did that with everybody, but I just felt that he got me. And he just was very supportive for all of my career.
But, you know, you bring so much to the stage. It's kind of hard when you get all these fanalos screaming in the crowds, just getting you moving, you know?
Oh, no, it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, like I say, I'm really getting better, and it's just a ball.
What is next for Barry Manilow? What's the next thing?
I'm not sure. I've got a million different ideas, and I'm thinking about all of them. I do want to start another project, but because of this hip thing and this little roadshow that we're doing, I just haven't even thought about what the next one is. But you know me, there'll be a next one any minute now.
Well, I think that's terrific, and I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. And, of course, the magic that you and Bruce put together and so many other people like Nick Anderson, there's just the road is wide open for you for so many more exciting projects, Barry.
Thank you, Dan. You're great. This has been great.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.